Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And I have a very special guest with us today. This is Tom Bradley, and we are going to be talking about the 25th anniversary of Take the Lead, which has become, in those 25 years, literally overwhelmingly popular and well-known organization within the dog fancy. So thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for asking. It's a pleasure.
Excellent. And you are what's your actual job these days?
I'm the executive director.
Executive director. I knew it was some important job.
It's really important title. I've had a number of titles. The pay is all the same. We're volunteers.
Exactly. Zero. Well, and I think that's kind of part of the deal, too, Tom, is that this is an organization that's run by volunteers, right?
That's correct. We have a national board right now of about 28 people. And the important part for us is that they are kind of scattered around the country. And so we think that's the best way to get the word out about who we are and what we do. But we're all volunteers, and people are generous with their time, not just their dollars. And it's important to us.
I think that's what's so important to me. This is dog people giving time, giving money, giving whatever they have to dog people. I mean, to me, I talk about our tribe. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm, I do indeed.
Dog people take care of their own. And to me, Take the Lead is the epitome of that.
Well, we call ourselves a family. And I think those of us, I've been involved in the sport since 1954. You know, I've watched so many, even young or not so young, professional handlers come into my ring today. And I thought, I remember before you were born.
Exactly.
But we are a family. And that's what started this. AIDS, as you probably know, was the impetus of starting our organization.
Yep.
There were people in the sport who were suffering from the devastations of AIDS. And 25 years ago, that was a scary, scary thought. Not that it's not scary today, but it was scarier in those days.
Right.
And they'd been through their own savings. Maybe they borrowed money from their family. Maybe they'd borrow money from friends just to help them keep alive. I had a young friend call me and tell me that he needed some help with his health insurance. And he was successful in the sport, and I was surprised he needed help. And he then told me how much it was and told me why he needed it, because he had AIDS. And I said, let me call you right back. And I called two friends and told them the story, and they both said yes. And I called them right back and said, send us the bill.
Oh,
and
gosh.
That was the first thing we did personally. And from that evolved people saying, you know, we really should have an organization that helps people in the sport. And that's how it began. And we changed. We quickly realized that while important and as serious as the AIDS epidemic was or is, what about cancer?
Right.
What about all the other things that people suffer from? So for me, it's interesting. We have normally about, I'm guessing, I'd say somewhere between 35 and 40 clients a month at a time. I mean, some of them go on for months. Some of them, to be frank, go on for years.
Wow.
But we have one AIDS client, and we rarely hear from this person. But maybe once a month, we'll get a quick message. Oh, could you possibly help with this one bill? And I mean, it might be for $75 or it might be for $200. But we just say, yes, please send us the bill. I mean, it's okay. But he's on his own, and he does well. And like anybody else, he falls behind. So that's our story, and that's what we do. I think the hardest trouble we've had is getting the name known and the confidence of the applicant that we are 100% confidential.
You know, the confidentiality piece, I personally know people for a variety of reasons who have been assisted by the Take the Lead. And I think that's so important. And, you know, if your personal situation is such that you can share that Take the Lead helped you, great. But if it's
not...
then the option for it to be absolutely confidential, I think, is critical.
It is. And occasionally we have people say, well, do we have to pay this back? Absolutely not. This is a gift, so to speak. And to elaborate a little bit more on the confidentiality, we have a committee of three, and they've been the same three people since we formed. And they are the ones who review the applications, and they're the ones who make the decision on, A, whether we should help, whether they qualify for help or not, and B, what bills we can pay and what bills we can't pay. We don't pay veterinarian bills. We pay people bills, and we get calls every day, my dog is sick, and you're,
right.
No, sorry. There are other people who can help you with that. That's
right.
Not us.
Right.
So even our board members are not aware of who the clients are until they walk up to the booth sometime and think, oh, I just want to thank you for all you've done for me. I wouldn't be here today.
Right. Well, and I think maybe we could talk a little tiny bit, too, about, you know, maybe someone has a situation where they're in a bad spot and somebody suggests take the lead and that person says, no, I don't think I qualify. How do you qualify to be able to receive assistance from Take the Lead?
Okay, this is the way it works. And you're right. People say, oh, I didn't know I would qualify. Well, did you ask? No.
Right.
The first thing we want you to do is ask.
Right.
And we get phone calls, and my secretary, I could hear her all the time. Well, I don't have an answer for you, but you should make out an application. And we tell all the board members. So some people go to a board member and say, do you think I qualify? Make an application. Now, I want to be perfectly honest with you. The application is 7 pages long. It's very personal. It's based on a New York State financial assistance application. We also ask for a doctor's letter, diagnosis and prognosis, and we ask for a copy of your last year's income tax.
Okay.
So it's very personal. We understand that. We hate that it's very personal, but we are the recipient of the funds that we distribute from our friends in the sport, and we have to make sure that it's going to the right people who are truly in need. We don't pay, and interesting enough, and this happens quite a bit, I'm going to have to move in with my sister. Can you pay her rent? No.
Right.
We think it's right. Your sister's job.
Right.
She's your family. We're your family. No.
Right.
But it's the most gratifying thing I've done in my years in this sport, and it continues to be. And I'm retired now, so it's a reason for me to get out of bed and come to the office every day, because it's very fulfilling.
Well, and I think knowing so many people and having been involved in the sport and watched it develop, I mean, from the very beginning, it is amazing to me how much it has grown. And the resources that are available are sort of mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, well, they are to us. I mean, I have to be frank with you. We get anonymous checks, sizable, and 5-figure checks.
Wow.
We do have them come in, and they say, please, this is not for publication. Do not say anything to anybody. Just send us a thank you note. It happens, and we particularly don't go outside the sport, like through grants or things
right.
like that, because we figure that's somebody else's job or that's somebody else's need. And we, fortunately, have been so lucky with support from all within the fancy. I mean, certainly dog food companies and certainly the American Kennel Club and the hundreds of kennel clubs around the country who do stuff for us. I sent a note yesterday to one of the show chairmen, and she called and said, is it okay for us to, and I said, oh my goodness, yes. I mean, of course it is. And have a spaghetti supper, have an ice cream social, have a duck toss thing.
And these are ways to raise funds for Take the Lead.
Exactly. And those are the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 funds that are our basis. The big funds are super, but they don't come along every day. So it's the smaller funds that it works two ways. It certainly is a generous amount of money, but more importantly, at that dog show, 500, 600, 2,000 people hear about Take the Lead, and that's the key.
Absolutely. I've always owned one for my whole life. I've always owned one, Take the Lead pen. Since they've been available, I'm pretty sure I've had one every year.
25 years.
Yeah, there you go. And I could go back and find all of them somewhere. But I think that's such a great way too, right? To say it's advertising, and it's not a lot of money. It's $30 or whatever it is.
Right. It's $30 for an individual up to $7,500 if you really want to be extremely generous. And anywhere in between. And each one is important to us because I think, again, that people see it, we'll get phone calls. Could you FedEx me a pin? Because I'm showing on Saturday. This is Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon. No, we're not going to spend $25 sending you a $30 pin, no. But people, they're anxious to have it.
Yeah.
People like to belong. Again, it's a family thing. They're part of a family. They're part of a group who are involved in our sport, and it's nice to belong.
I think so. All right, crew. I just found out some very cool stuff. I learned that Trupanion has a breeder support program. And Trupanion is medical insurance for dogs and cats also. And I always want to give you guys the coolest new information. So I have here with me Haran Greer, who is the senior account manager at Trupanion. Met her when we were up in Enumclaw at the Olympic Kennel Club show and really had just a cool visit. So I thought you guys would enjoy hearing from her a little bit. So hey, Haran.
Hey, Laura. Thanks for having me. It really was nice meeting you at the dog show. The Trupanion Breeder Support Program partners with ethical, responsible breeders across the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico to get puppies and kittens covered from day one of joining their forever family. What we do is we create a certificate for each breeder that joins our program, and then the breeder gives that certificate to their buyers. And if they want to take advantage of it, the new owners activate the certificate 24 hours before until 24 hours after taking their new pet home to try us out.
I just think that is so cool. And now, if I do this for my puppy buyers, there's no cost to me. Is that correct?
You're correct. There's no cost to the breeder whatsoever. We create the certificate. We will send you the seasonal starter kits for your take-home folders. Those starter kits include what a new owner can expect in raising a puppy, seasonal advice and hazards, as well as more information on Trupanion. Also, throughout the year, we have fun promotions where we send out puppy blankets so that the puppy can go home with their mom's scent. So essentially, they can go home covered in Trupanion.
Which I just think is totally cool. And you see this, right? Like, you see claims coming through that this is actually working.
Yes, it's not uncommon at all to see claims of broken bones, foreign body ingestion, and other surprises that come with raising a new puppy or kitten. What it ends up being is just simply peace of mind for the breeder and the new owner by ensuring that the owner can give their pet the best care without being tied to financially based decisions when the unexpected occurs.
And I think that is amazing because in our society, everything has a cost. And as breeders, we're able to offer that service to our puppy buyers. That's peace of mind for us. It's peace of mind for them, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I take care of my people. So now you guys have heads up on this very cool option. If you want more information on joining the Trupanion Breeder Support Program, check out the show notes. We'll have a link in there. Or you can go directly to trupanion.com/breeder and make sure that you mention you heard it on Pure Dog Talk. And we're back to the podcast. So this year is the 25th anniversary, and you have two events, big events, right? One on each coast.
Right.
So tell us a little bit. I'm not entirely sure I can get this podcast up before the first one out there, but I know for a fact I'll get it out before Del Valle.
Okay, we really have one event. This is our anniversary coming up
right.
On Saturday night.
Yes.
We picked the date because this is when we had our first event 25 years ago. And this was a creation of seven people who spent a few weeks putting together this event before Westchester and seeing if there wasn't something we could do to create an organization that could be helpful. We ended up that the next morning with $35,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will distinctly tell you, I said, listen, folks, we got to get serious because somebody thinks we are. and it was amazing. One of the groups said, well, you know, my uncle's an accountant in New Rochelle. And my cousin's a lawyer in Delaware. And we just went bang, bang, bang. We got accounting advice. We got ourselves incorporated. We got ourselves eventually a 501c3. From the federal government, and it just fell into place. So that was the beginning. And so we thought this is a perfect place for us to have a celebration, and we've had a great response, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lovely thing. But now Del Valle called up and said, look, we want to have a celebration out here. And and I said, well, there's only one anniversary, but you can come up with something else. Well, they called right back, how about a birthday party? And I
there
said,
you go.
It works for me. They are doing a fabulous job, and it's in October, and both events will be greatly successful.
So for people who are listening to the podcast who might want to purchase tickets to the birthday party in Del Valle, they can do that at the website?
They certainly can, or they can call the office, because it's 800 number. It's 800-814-1123, or they can do it on the website, and people already have.
Excellent.
We've sold quite a few tickets for Del Valle, as well as Westchester.
As well as Westchester, which is this weekend. So do we have an idea? I know when I looked, they said that it was a limited number of tickets. So are we afraid that that Del Valle party is going to sell out?
I think they are afraid it will sell out, and that's not to be fearful, because that's a good thing.
Yes, it's what we call a high-class problem.
It's always based on the venue and the size that it will hold and the ability to have caterers. Caterers have to know how many people are coming and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're over 200. I can say that for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of are hoping that some of them don't come.
Oh, no.
Many times people will buy a ticket
as
support.
Just support.
Knowing full well that they really weren't going to come.
Sure.
And sometimes, you know, you'll see the event for a $35 ticket, they'll send a check for $200. It's a support thing. People always like success, and you want to be part of it. And that's maybe why we're as lucky as we are.
Well, and I think it goes back to, as you say, family, the tribe. And we all stick together. And I do. I get all sort of weepy about Take the Lead because it it really is that embodiment. And any other opportunities? So suggestions to clubs, like you say, clubs that want to host an event to raise money for Take the Lead, that's always available.
Sure. I mean, I think they should call in.
Yep.
It's nice that we know an event is going on.
Right.
We don't always. But it's nice for people to realize that, as I said before, a spaghetti dinner, an ice cream social, a toss the duck. I mean, any creative thing that you can do before Best in Show or something quick. Again, it's publicity. It's worth its weight in gold in publicity. And we always appreciate the finances that come from it. And I think in the duck toss, for instance, it's 50-50 thing.
Right.
90% of the people give their 50 back.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's 100% of the money, which is always, we always appreciate that. We don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't expect to be repaid for all the other things we do.
Right.
We don't talk about dollars per se much, but we're very proud to be able to tell our people this weekend that we've given, in 25 years, we've distributed $5.5 million. That's an awful lot of money.
Amazing.
And we have a nice nest egg for the future.
And that's fabulous. You know, the only other one I thought of, and I've done this a number of times over the years, a lot of times judges' gifts, like for nationals or for specialties or whatever.
Absolutely.
And
sure.
The judges are like, please don't give me something I have to put in my suitcase, please.
You're 100% right about that. And yes, it is. And we get more and more clubs use it. I don't know who started it, but it's a great idea. And we are very appreciative of that.
Yeah, I started doing it years and years ago for the Wire Hair Pointer National. I was like, come on, these people do not want another tchotchke. Well, Tom, thank you so very much. And congratulations on everything that Take the Lead is and can be. And I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much for your support. We all appreciate it greatly. And maybe you'll see me at Del Valle.
Good.
No, for sure.
Well, I hope to get to see you there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call today.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.